You're listening to the Stock Day Podcast. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube for breaking news and actionable market intelligence on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it's happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. On today's show, we're talking to a company that has been on the show before. The company is InnovaCore Inc., and they trade on the OTC market under the trading symbol INQR. We would like to welcome back the CEO of the company, Daryl Peterson. Welcome back, Daryl. We look forward to you giving us an update and telling us about the progress you are making with InnovaCore.
Thank you, Matthew. I'm glad to be back on the show. I appreciate the opportunity to update your audience and our shareholders on what we believe is exciting progress for InnovaCore.
Excellent. Thank you, Daryl. And you just announced something very interesting for an OTC company. But before I get to that, let's talk a little bit about the business. Daryl, can you tell us about what is happening with the business? And we especially want an update on Corallo, which is the new platform that we spoke about on the previous show, the previous time you were on Stock Day.
Sure. Matthew, our current business is stable and continues to have numerous opportunities for revenue growth. We have recently completed significant upgrades and added additional features to the Medical Mime EHR product, and are renewing our sales efforts to grow the existing revenues by having those features showcased. Corallo, our next generation platform for medical professionals, is the most exciting product InnovaCore is working on from both a revenue opportunity and a differentiated service offering. We now have the first version of the platform built and available as a demonstration on our website. We believe your audience and our shareholders will be impressed with the features Corallo will offer, and more importantly, the revenue opportunity this product will create for InnovaCore. Launching this demonstration will allow us to start creating a community of Corallo users. We believe some of these users will engage with the company to provide input and opinion as we start the bigger project of building a full working platform for the marketplace. Hopefully, your audience will have the opportunity to visit InnovaCore's website or directly visit the Corallo website at corallo.com.
And just for anyone listening, the spelling is Corallo, C-U-R-A-L-L-O, corallo.com. That sounds really exciting, and it's something that will differentiate InnovaCore as a company. I know your team is excited about it. As you said earlier, you had announced something a little unusual for an OTC company. You're contemplating an exchange offer to ask shareholders to swap their common shares for preference shares for 3 to 4 years. Now, can you explain exactly what that means a little further for our listeners?
Sure. Matthew, we're trying to be creative and protective of our shareholders. As everyone knows, it's not unusual for a small OTC company such as ours to complete a reverse split to restructure the company's capital in an effort to create a more attractive share price for the new investors. The exchange offer, as contemplated, would reduce the number of common shares issued. We hope this will be well received by the marketplace and reflect a more attractive price for investors. We're considering a minimum exchange offer of 0.005, and we believe that the 3 to 4 years before mandatory conversion back to common shares will give us a chance to secure more new capital and to build a much more valuable company.
Thanks for recapping all of that. And let me ask you, Daryl, for anyone who doesn't have a chance to go back and listen to this again and catch all the details, is this spelled out somewhere on your website just yet? Do you have this laid out for people to review on their own in their own time?
We don't have the actual offering spelled out yet on the website because it's new. All we announced really was we were contemplating it and we were issuing or creating the shares that will be issued. Over the next couple of days, we're trying to formulate more of how this process will go, and then it'll be available for shareholders to.
Got it.
We're going to make the shareholders available to see it before actually it's executed.
Excellent. Excellent. That's all I needed to know. Well, it's very interesting. And as you say, creative. I definitely like the sound of a minimum exchange price of 0.005 and look forward to seeing this evolve in the coming weeks. It's certainly a more attractive alternative to the dreaded reverse split, right? So to be clear, you're telling me that InnovaCore is not doing a reverse split.
Well, the reason for contemplating this exchange offer is to avoid completing a reverse split of our common stock. It is not possible to guarantee we will not have to do a reverse split, but we intend to do everything possible to avoid one. It is also the case that a preferred E or F shareholder would be locked into the stated value of shares as opposed to a number of shares in the common stock.
Got it. Thank you. Well, this sounds like a really exciting time for InnovaCore. We look forward to seeing this plan evolve over the coming weeks and months and look forward to having you back in 30 to 45 days to give us an update. Before we finish up today's show, can I ask you what message, if there was one message in particular you'd like our listeners to take away from today's conversation, what would that be, Daryl?
Well, Matthew, again, thank you for giving me the opportunity to update your listeners about InnovaCore. I would like your audience and our shareholders to recognize our efforts to build a viable business and create shareholder value. I hope everyone takes a look at our website to further understand our vision. We hope they share our excitement as we endeavor to deliver this vision and create some real value for our shareholders.
My guest today was the CEO of InnovaCore Inc., Daryl Peterson. InnovaCore Inc. trades on the OTC market under the trading symbol INQR. And the product is Curallo, C-U-R-A-L-L-O. You can learn more about them at InnovaCore's website or curallo.com. Daryl, I'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you again.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Spotlight Media Corporation, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.